I have never felt more comfortable than I do in my car. It's like my ship. The SS Nowhere 7891-A, or you can just call her the Nowhere. I feel like Spike in the Swordfish, Han in the Falcon, Jean-Luc aboard the Enterprise, or even Jack claiming the Pearl, you know, free. And the philanthropes in the cupolas and the psalm trees play the lo-fi melodies that carry me along this intergalactic journey that I got exposed to, passenger in my cousin's Park Avenue, you know, the same color of Hal Jordan's soul. Or the Wakanda drip Chevy ship my brother Alan used to whip from show to show. We had them white bricks in the trunk, trafficking. Or my favorite ship of all was a champagne chariot that a goddess would steer, far and near. It ran on tears. The battery was charged by the heart. The heat didn't work all that well. So we'd spit poetry in December until I can only remember us riding around in 40-degree weather with t-shirts on. And then there's my own. Stormtrooper shade getaway glider gliding through familiar avenues. I remember most streets by whom I loved. Or lost. And the trains and freighters I glide beside, locking eyes with truck drivers like cargo men, shipping ice from asteroids or diamonds from Neptune so a guy like me can turn a girl like she into Saturn. And the patterns that traffic lights keep swinging, the ebb and flow of traffic reminds me of intergalactic space stations George Lucas made seem so cool. Imagine me living downtown and treating it like Tatooine, because every race is different, and each culture has a change, so how would I and Luke not the same? Hi, Dad. The best part? That's easy. It's the lights. Something about driving under city lights feels like slipping in between stars. I imagine Aladdin and I had the same idea. We'd hustle up some magic, get ourselves a flying carpet, and whisk away a beautiful girl out of our league past the pyramids. He had Jasmine. I have Jackie. We both have a monkey on our back. I play a mellow jazz groove and slip my ship into hyperdrive. I turn signal and request permission and entrance into the Lunar Loop 465, destination Meridian Sector, where the Elysium of Man and Dollar exists as a central hub in a city so vast in its variety, how could one not feel as if they were living in one of those space movies? If you understood half of this poem, you'd understand that 38th Street is a galactic ley line, and I simply want to gin star and win my way into this story. See you, Space Cowboy.